In the case of Ford's long-lost cousin, the lie detector says the answers are inconclusive. Maury, Ancestor.com, we need ya. NYMEC, Chicago Inc. up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We are family. Hey, I got all my cousins with me. Hey,
go cousin,
go cousin, go cousin. Hey, hey. And see, hey, what's up, everybody? We are your crew. We are your panel for the Black Ink Crew Chicago Review. I am your girl Carmelita Simone, and you can find me on Instagram at King_Karma_.
And what's up, guys? I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And speaking about social media,
come on.
Someone hit us up on Twitter last week.
What happened, girl?
So, special.
The one and only Ryan from 9MAG. So, he hasn't been here yet, but we've had some people, and we're still hoping that Ryan comes through. But he did tweet us a little bit, and he had to get some things off his mind.
What happened, girl?
So, Ryan wanted us to know. So, Ryan says he was really sweet and really awesome, and he was responding back and forth with us, and he's pretty awesome. Like, the whole crew has been amazing to us. Yeah. But he says, shit ain't gonna be what y'all think, though. Thank you guys for supporting. But pretty much he was telling us, like, everything that you're seeing is not what you think. I have a story as well. And I've been getting, like, people have been blaming me for everything, but wait until my story comes out.
Well, we can't wait because, you know, all we can go on is what we see.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, we felt a little way in the beginning, but he cleared up his little ego issues. We're proud of him at this point. Mm-hmm. Everything seems to be going smoothly besides the little tea that got spilt in the bathroom.
But
we still don't know what happened.
Right. We don't know exactly what happened.
He said that people who tell secrets. He's like, usually when people have a secret, you don't put it out unless you want someone to hear it.
Right.
So I extended the olive branch to Ryan, so hopefully he can come and tell us his side of the story.
A little birdie told me he might be in LA this week, so let's see.
I know. I saw him on an airplane. I'm like, where you going, Ryan?
Uh-oh.
I'm turning into a stalker.
We are just, first of all, we're just so excited that you guys, the cast of Black Ink Crew Chicago, that you guys love tuning into our podcast.
Yes.
Like, that makes us so happy about what we do. We're feeling really successful about this season. You guys are doing great this season with entertaining us. So
that's amazing.
We can't wait to get everybody in here that we can, especially you, Ryan, because we want to hear your side of the story. The fans definitely want to hear your side of the story. So, you know, if you're listening, Ryan, if you happen to want to tweet tonight, if you happen to want to jump in the live chat tonight, feel more than free.
Your family. You guys are all family.
We are family. Hey. Mm-hmm. I don't know about, well, it's inconclusive at this point how much of family really is really popping, but we'll find out.
Yes.
Anyway, is it time?
Yes.
Okay, we have a very, very, very special guest that's Skyping in with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen.
They're calling him. Sorry.
The one and only. They calling. Do, do, do. Yeah.
Hopefully he picks up. Yeah. Don't leave us hanging, right? Don't ghost us.
But answer that phone, boy.
Don't ghost us. Because we will come to Chicago.
What's going on? Are you and Ashley having makeup sex right now? We need to know. Are you busy?
Maybe not. But we do have a special guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don will be joining us. Hey! There he is. Everybody give it up for Don.
Yes. Welcome.
Don, welcome to the AfterBuzz studio-ish. Ish.
Thanks for joining us, Don.
How you feeling?
We're great.
Good.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right. Just trying to get my Skype to cooperate, you know, that's all.
You good? You ready to rock and roll?
I'm rocking and rolling. I can hear y'all loud and clear. Can't see everybody, but it's cool.
Okay. Well, we're happy to have you here with us tonight, and we have some questions for you.
First of all,
we want to start off, we want to know more about Don because, okay, every shop has the cool homie who's related to somebody that works at the shop, and they're always there, and they're considered family, but we want to know, you know, who is Don outside of 9MAG? Let's just start with that because I've heard some incredible things about you, and I feel like the world should get a chance to hear more about Don the man instead of Don the character on 9MAG. So go ahead and tell us a little something.
Well, you know, of course, you know, I'm born and raised out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
pretty much played basketball here my whole life. Graduated, went away to a HBCU. Nice. Played 4 years of basketball. Went along to also gained 2 bachelor's degrees while I was away playing ball.
Come on now, educated black man, and you are come on now.
So you know, along that journey, what you saw was in the beginning, especially in the beginning of my, I want to say my VH1 career, my Black Ink Chicago career. You just kind of saw me bouncing back from some adversity. You know, I had made a mistake while in college, and it kind of landed me with a step back. So it's kind of tough. You know, I went ahead, got my degrees, but I found myself in a jam off just one drunken night. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say it's uncommon, but people make mistakes. In the beginning of my Black Ink career, you just kind of saw me kind of getting over that depression. So what happened was, you know, I was an individual trying to bounce back. I'm not going to lie to you. I was just caught in a negative space. You kind of spend your whole life putting your family on your shoulders and your world on your shoulder. And it was just an opportunity that I felt like I failed a lot of people around me. So in season one, you just kind of saw Donald Brumfield kind of trying to recover himself. Once I got back here to Chicago, I planted my feet and I went ahead and, you know, found a way to put myself on my own platform and kind of found my own concrete, grounding for myself.
Good for you.
So since then, I've come back. I've been a behavior specialist at alternative schools.
Amazing.
So, you know, I kind of took my testimony and the things I've been through as not more so like, why me and why did it happen to me? I just kind of said, why not me?
Exactly.
And I kind of used it in the sense of taking on my lessons, and I've been able to be a blessing in other people's lives through the things I've been through the last 3 to 4 years.
Right.
So, you know, in a nutshell, the Donald that you see on TV is only like 25% of the man I really am in reality.
Exactly.
The things I really do outside of TV, community-based wise, especially in Chicago with the death rate and the violent rate so high, and the jail rate going, you know, Cook County full of our young black males and women here in Chicago. So, you know, I'm that dude that's really out here in the streets and in the city of Chicago trying to, you know, put them under my umbrella, cuff them under my wing, and, you know, really trying to reform my city back to what it used to be.
Come on now, Dawn. Right. Come on now, Bishop. Now, listen.
I just want to say, though, like, Dawn, so we have a live chat. People can watch us on YouTube. So we have some fans in the live chat. And Alexandria Nicole says, Dawn, I love Dawn's change of attitude this season. He's been really working to better himself.
Yes.
So I just wanted to let you know that's what the fans are saying.
Family is a great place to get to rebuild around. So it's absolutely understandable why you chose to. Did we lose him? Well, he's listening.
No, I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay, it's absolutely commendable, you know, that you chose to rebuild around your family, your brother who's there to support you, your friends who are there to support you, and you took your struggle and you turned it into something that you could give to the children in Chicago, and not just Chicago, but the youth. Like, our youth just everywhere need positive role models, so we commend you for that. Mm-hmm. And I knew it had to be something else going on because we see that you pick up piercing, but obviously you're successful enough to tell your wife, Ashley, who is now your wife, you know, baby, you can stay at home. I got this. Mm-hmm. So we've seen you do one piercing, but I knew that there had to be some backstory to that for you to be able to support your family like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so thank you for sharing that side of yourself with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, and people always kind of, you know, I know that everybody has their different levels of shade. They can never understand what was going on fully. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you know, VH1 only has like an hour to put everybody's life in a nutshell. So it'd be different if me and Ashley had our own show to give you so much backstory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will say on her part, like, she's been a phenomenal support in my life since day one. She's met me, you know, she met me on my, you know, at my lowest and has supported me all the way to my growth.
Okay.
So at this point, like, she's always been that corporate woman. She's always been that, let me get out here and get it.
Right.
You know, even through the TV show, you know, even me telling her she can stay home and work, she's always thinking of her own hustles. Like, that's just how she works. Like, nice. Man, we gonna get it together. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, I love that. Yeah.
So she's a phenomenal woman. And, like, you know, as you know, the saying is old as dirt, but, you know, behind every strong man is an even stronger woman.
Say that now. Come on now. She's been
with me since day one, especially when, you know, I was climbing my ladder, trying to get back on my toes.
Now, our fans will cuss us out, Dawn. Listen now, we got some vicious fans, and they love to know about these episodes. So we have some questions that we want to ask you about leading up to tonight. And then, you know, just get your insight on what happened on tonight. So, Dawn and Ashley.
Ooh.
Child, we done been entertained by y'all. You hear me? Mm-hmm, like, it's funny. It's funny to see the ups and downs and to see the emotion, right, that's tied in with you and Ashley. And sometimes, you know, we question, you know, we just laugh at the way you guys communicate. But this week, we got to see, you know, the making up between Ashley and Dawn, and what really happens is the makeup sex what helps keep the relationship so great, because we see y'all go through it, honey.
Yes.
I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, you just like to keep a lot of spice in a relationship. So, you know, sometimes Ashley might just cuss me out for the dishes being dirty just to make me get naked. Right? You know, it just happens like that.
Because, honey, you tipped in that bedroom with that bow tie and them strawberries. I said, Dawn is ready for a little something.
I was going to say, Ashley is on to something. She's very smart.
She's smart.
But she's very smart, because if she's going to start an argument to get that makeup sex,
right,
she's on to something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think all women have that, you all have that, what's that, like that sixth eye, like you did a little sixth sense.
Sixth sense,
you
know, intuition. Oh, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, like, I know how to get them. I know how to get them this thing. Like, watch this. You know, and, you know, she's known me a little bit of forever at this point, so she know all the little tricks and the ins and outs to, you know, to get what she want, put it like that.
Right. So last week, Four had a show, and at this show, we see that Jen thinks it's a good idea to bring this new friend along and kind of dangle him in front of Van and make him jealous. What happened? Can you tell us how that fight started? Because we saw how it started, but goodness gracious, like, it turned into a whole brawl.
Right.
Can y'all see me?
Yeah.
I can't see y'all. I'm scratching the hell out of my head. You have to see me. To be totally honest, man, nobody knew. Even though it didn't air how it was, you know, it was my brother's birthday at the same time.
Okay, wow.
So it was like, for everybody, it was like the whole shop, the whole cast. It was surprising because everybody was there, friends, family. Like, you know that floor, that building that y'all saw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It had like 2 to 3 floors. So
The
building was packed from like top to bottom because it was my brother's birthday celebration at the same time. So, you know, it was funny because I was standing next to Ashley and I see Jen walk in and I see this guy walk in with her. And I'm like, this, I don't think this is going to end well.
That was the wrong place to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like kind of being like over spiteful. Like, nah, that's what this for the spot.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could have seen if you put, I wasn't even pulling at the shop, but like, you know, it's supposed to be a coinky dink. Like, maybe you walk in the same grocery store. Or,
right.
You know, like, maybe y'all at the same club, like a random club, like not a birthday party or a concert. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just remember, like, you know, as an instinct, and Van being my brother, you know, I just kind of got this automatic protective kind of energy. So, you know, eventually I'll just kind of slide close to make sure Van cool and I'm keeping an eye on everything. And, you know, and me knowing Van, I'm kind of knowing, like, all right, this might have been taken too far. And, you know, I think anybody's pride would have been touched. Like, if your guy showed up to, like, your people's party with a new chick, it's like, okay.
You're going to pop.
Yeah.
Somebody get checked.
Right. You know somebody, what I'm saying? And so we, we see them make up, like, well, not make up, but Van is like, okay, I need you to meet up with me because we need to talk somewhere low key.
Van definitely came out with his Mary J. Blige look.
Right. But why were they on Lakeshore Drive like that? It's cold in Chicago at nighttime.
Why is this scene happening like that? They met up like some gangsters, like they was about to exchange the bag. Like, what's happening?
Van didn't have no shirt on. with a trench coat. I was like, man, what's going on?
Jim was like, you better take them glasses off and look in my eye when you talk to me. Do you think that that she put the pressure on him? Do you think that she, you know, was in the right? Because I tend to agree. I'm agree with Jen. Like, we've been together for 8 years. Somebody got to say something at some point. But Nakia told me, nah.
Listen.
No,
you
mean,
don't pressure a man.
I just think that everybody goes through their personal conflict. Like, if, like, for them to have been together 8 years, there has to have been some on and off situations that still has some hesitant. So, you know, I can't speak on everything, but I'm just knowing, like, if everything has been peaches and cream for 8 years, it would never been no reason for him not to put a ring on her finger.
Right.
And, like, you know what I'm saying? Good point. I like to look at it as a perspective, like, he trying to fully mend. I feel like he's fully trying to mend it and find that complete happiness between them before he want to jump that broom. Because I kind of feel like after 8 years, if y'all been, like, back and forth for so long, you know, you supposed to already have went ahead and did that.
Right. I feel you.
Child, I'm just, like, thinking back to, like, the fighting and the, because that's what I said last week. I was like, you know, yes, they've been together for 8 years, but it's pressure. And I just feel like you can't make someone do something that they don't want to do. Like, when they're ready, they're going to do it. And if you feel like it's been too long, then maybe that's when you need to step away then.
Yeah.
Right.
To me, I feel like it's a little bit on both sides. Right. It's like, okay, I do feel like you have the right to speak up and say, like, well, where is this going? Like, we are of a certain age. We're not like, oh, we've been together for 8 years and maybe we started dating when we were teenagers and we're still only in our 20s. No, we're of a certain age now.
Right.
So I need to know where this is going.
Right.
But then, you know, Van lashes out and he's like, he wants space. I don't think that was the right way for her to react to the space comment, but, like, fine. So that's what you want. That's what I will give you. And then just get ghost on him. And he will be like, well, what's going on? Where is she?
He gonna flag you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he expressed it. You can see the love in his eyes. Like, girl, I ain't mean it like that now. Right. I just
he
was
definitely,
like.
He definitely love her. Like,
he does.
He loves her.
I'm never saying not that, but I think, like, people gotta be reminded that for us, like, even though it's been a couple of seasons, like, this whole TV life, everything, the pressure, it's, like, all still fresh. Like, every season we get on these cameras, like, you're pressured by producers. You know, sometimes their thoughts are influencing your thoughts.
Right.
And even the people around you and your significant other thoughts and normal questions that wouldn't be come up as a question might come up.
Right.
And kind of, like, feel that pressure, like, oh, man, hold on.
It might not even, like, be real drama, but because it got presented, it creates it.
Yeah. It's like, now it's like your life.
Right.
So, like, you know, we always try to make people conscious that, like, man, we go through a lot, you know, and, like, this season's been about 7, maybe 8 months of filming.
Wow. So
you guys did a lot. It's intense.
We just really finished filming, like, June, like, end of June, maybe going into July. So,
but guess what? You guys' ratings beat out the real life Real Housewives. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You guys
that's
are
a big franchise.
You guys are big. Yes, yo, congrats. This is big. You can do a lot.
I will say, because you guys are in season 3, and you can tell the difference from season 1.
Yes.
Like,
oh my God.
You guys have definitely grown. You guys have elevated, and the seasons have. Though sometimes I say you guys stress me out. I get anxiety when I watch y'all. But the season's amazing. Like, so many people are now tuning in, and we're getting to know a little bit about you guys' backstories.
Right.
We now see, like, the Nikki's and the Ashley's and the Jen's. Like, we get to meet your significant others, Charmaine's mom. So, like, the season's definitely getting amazing.
And they're developing you guys, like, the your lifestyle and what you're going through, because I like the fact that they didn't kind of, they don't harp on you, Don, like, being that angry person. You still have your moments, but they don't just put you in that box and continue to make you that angry black man.
To be honest with you, I had to wake up and say I won't be that angry black man.
Okay.
And saying, like, you know, you got somebody that sits in a suit that collects millions of dollars, and I had to ask, what would he want of me and what would I want of myself?
Right.
And me, you know, like I said, working in the school system, being a behavior specialist, working with my youth every day, I had to start asking myself, like, the things I preach to them, how can I preach to them and be a hypocrite if I'm not willing to respond in a certain way? Again, like I said, in the beginning, I was just trying to get back on my feet. I was getting over a certain depression.
Right.
And, you know, because I kind of felt like I had failed my family when I didn't go overseas and play ball, didn't get to the league, and I made a mistake. You know what I mean? So by the time I had finally got over all that and realized, like, you know, and accepted my mistakes and used it as an empowerment of myself, by the time the cameras came back around, they was like, man, he just don't get mad at nothing.
Good for you.
Do you think being on the show, like, kind of helped you with that and helped you see yourself and help you turn things around quicker?
Definitely, because, like, you just got to sit at home and get a self-reflection, and then you got fans who probably are worse than you that everybody becomes like a therapist all of a sudden, and you're just like...
I was wondering how much the turn up was like for the cameras if Dawn was really getting mad like that, because it seems like a switch. Even with Ashley, like, Ashley seems like she'll go from 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, it's like to be truthful... Mm-hmm. Even in season one, these are stories that'll never be told, because there's a lot to capture. Like, even in season one, me and Ashley, you know, we were together, but we were suffering, like, losses in the family. Mm-hmm. You know, during season one, my grandmother was in the hospital, and she was passing away during season one. Mm-hmm. And she's the one who raised me, even when the separation with my parents and my mother got on drugs and different things like that. This woman pretty much raised me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, during season one, you want me and Ashley to come to the shop and argue about a girl after we just left the hospital and seeing my grandmother with tubes for a body. And, you know, and I'll never forget this. Like, I remember one scene when it looked like I just went off. Mm-hmm. I think I punched a brick wall, all this. I was so pissed. I'm like, why are we doing this scene? And remember my grandmother being in the hospital, and she had tubes in her body. But my grandmother loved me so much, she couldn't talk. But my grandma was trying to give me like $50 because I was her baby.
Aww.
Like, you need some money back. Like, she was trying to, like, talk to me, but she couldn't talk. And she was trying to give me like $50, whether it been for gas or for the kids or whatever. And I remember that, you know, leaving the hospital crying and then going to film, and you want me to argue about some stuff that's so irrelevant to me. So, like, yeah, I was snapped because I was going through so many emotional up and downs, and as well as Ashley. And so by the time you got us on camera to have a scene, it's like all of your emotions are coming out at once.
Right.
So it looks enraged. It looks angry. And it's like, really, I'm not even angry about what I'm arguing about. I'm just hurt. I don't know how to channel my energy at the time because I'm lost.
Well, we're really happy to see the new Dawn, because the changes you're making are commendable. We've been applauding you all season long. And throughout the struggle, you found this new hobby, piercing. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Now, I just texted my girl, Sydney Starr, to see if we can get her. Now, y'all are sitting there talking about the fight. Y'all sitting there talking about what happened at Forrest thing. Charmaine is giving us her weekly juice. She always sprinkles on the episode. And in walks your first client.
Right.
And it's Sydney Starr. Did you know her story?
No, because her and Ashley are actually friends.
Okay.
Which they didn't show in the episode. Like, instantly when she, I like to address him, her, she, or, you know, she. I'm trying to be correct for. Mm-hmm.
For anyone who doesn't know, she's, Sydney Starr is a transgender superstar in the transgender world.
So she walks in and, to be honest, I didn't know she was my first client. Let's clear that up. VH1 got me. me being the person that I am, like, I'm not insecure of my sexuality at all.
That's what's up.
But I'm also not, like, you know, I'm not homophobic. I'm not against your choices in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to respect her just like any other client. And I wanted her to feel comfortable and to understand that Nine Mag doesn't judge anybody, race, color, sexuality, none of that.
You know,
at any day, you come with your money, we're going to respect you and get it done.
Applaud. And,
so I wanted her to have a pleasant experience while at Nine Mag.
Awesome.
What they didn't show in the episode is I instantly FaceTimed my wife. Your homegirl in here, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's like, all right, babe, I don't want this to be no surprise. Look who here.
Right. Were you nervous to pierce her? Like, to actually go ahead and skin this time? It's a real person. It's a real belly. You got to shove this needle through her belly.
You know, I had been practicing. This was my first one on camera.
Okay.
So it was definitely nervous because you got a camera watching you. Like, I can't mess up on camera.
I gagged when she was like, I want my penis pierced. Right? I was like, ooh. Like,
Dawn's
your face.
Face
too, right?
Your face. My face. Like,
your face
like,
is like,
nah.
But
nah, bro.
Still trying to be professional.
This ain't really going
to
happen, you know?
Like, I'm sorry, Miss Bruh. Miss Bruh.
Camera, not going to happen then. My bad.
No, that was dope. I love that. And I love that you say that, like, because you're a grown man, and that's what real grown men say. Mm-hmm. And I will say, like, this season, through everything that's been going on throughout the drama, you've kind of been the neutral one with everyone.
Yeah.
How has it been for you, like, while everybody was filming and Ryan was going through his things with everybody at the shop? You've kind of just been neutral. So how was that for you?
I guess, like, to be honest with you, like, for me, it's been a breeze, number mm-hmm. one. I'm just trying to say in the sense of, like, for me, I've been more so, like, the mentor. Like, because, like, to be honest with you, season one, season two has always been Dom messing up drama with him and Ashley. Mm-hmm. So, like, to be honest, I've been that voice, like, that conscience, like, hey, bro, if it was me, this is what I would do.
Exactly.
Me, this is what I would go do for my lady, or this is what I would say. You know, like, so that's kind of what I've been playing. Like, not more so neutral. I really just been keeping it 100 with everybody. Like, man, if you go this route, this is how you're going to look to your fans. If you go this route, this is how you're going to look to your fans. Make your choice.
Right.
I'm just trying to tell you so you don't go down the bad route, because I've kind of taken, like, both roles when it comes to the fans and the following.
Right.
So I just more so just been there to be, like, kind of like big brother mentor to everybody.
Good.
Even Ryan. Right.
Voice of reason. Yeah.
You've been doing amazing.
Yes. Speaking of family drama, there's this real sketchy half cousin on your uncle's third side.
On Four's father's side.
Yeah.
On Four's father's side.
Yeah.
That's looking hella sketchy. Mm-hmm.
Hella shit. I know everything is taped and everything's edited, so we don't really get a chance to, like, hear Janelle's side of the story.
Yeah.
But I love, like,
Janelle's actually a really, really good person.
Okay. She doesn't seem like a bad person, but the way she's presented, it's, like, sketchy slash creepy.
Can you tell us yet? Like, is she officially his cousin?
Did y'all call Maury? What happened?
It kind of all airs out, you know, a bit.
Okay.
I don't know how the episode ended, honestly. Like, I can't say what's going to get aired and what's not.
Right.
Me and Ford actually did get to the bottom of the situation.
Okay.
And she wasn't lying about her story.
Okay.
So, like, that's can you hear me?
It's going in and out a little bit.
Hello? Okay, we're going to
let you work on that.
We're going to let you work on that for a second, and we're going to get a little into the episode for a second while we clear up this communication issue that we're having. Back to the episode. So, how did you guys feel? Should we save this for, like, the end? Is this the shaboom boom drama?
No, because
we're just going to it.
Just going. Right,
okay, so, first of all, when they show up, so Four and Dawn, just like, okay, this is cool.
Right.
Janelle reaches out. She invites us over. I get to meet her mom. I get to ask questions about my dad. This is a wound, and these are curiosities that I've always had. And they get there. She pulls out this. Maybe if you might want to hang up and call back, you might get a better connection.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
It's like in and out.
Yeah. It's so, in and out. Yeah, if you can, hang up and call back if you can.
Okay.
Well, he's going to hang up at our work. We should call him back.
Okay. So, in the meantime, should we save that until he gets back?
Since they're down,
Okay.
Since we're waiting for Dawn to come back, let me just do a little promo. A little reading. I'm going to just take a few minutes. As always, we want to thank you guys so much for your support. And we actually have some exciting news about AfterBuzz. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime AfterBuzz fan, you know that we're the world's number one destination for TV coverage. Well, starting next month, we'll be expanding our content beyond just after shows to bring a whole slate of new content, format, and guests. Our after shows aren't going anywhere. They're not going nowhere,
we
guys.
We ain't going nowhere.
They're simply evolving. Most of the shows you love only play for part of the year. But during the rest of the year, the shows have news constantly breaking that you want to talk about. So we love Black Ink Chicago.
Yes.
Well, guess what? There's going to be a Black Ink news show, a VH1 news show. Just like ESPN TV Talk. We know it's our job to cover it.
Yes.
We'll have in-depth sorry, y'all. I can read it. Just, you know.
Come on with the cold read, baby. You killing it. Come on now.
We'll have in-depth coverage for comedy, drama, animated, truly anything you can imagine. Nothing is off limits. And if you guys have any suggestions, make sure you hit up AfterBuzz and let them know what it is that you actually want to hear or see. And given our no limits approach to TV coverage, we realize that sometimes it's hard to find the shows you love. And we listened. We're restructuring the website, shows, and our platforms to make it easier to find what you're looking for. So make sure you guys tune in. We're going to be doing some new things for the fall. AfterBuzz is still the same, but we want to make sure that you guys are heard and your voice is heard. Yeah. And if you guys have any suggestion about new shows and new content, make sure you hit up AfterBuzz TV on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
Come on.
To our SoundCloud.
Y'all, Kiki Boom Boom is made for this. Y'all hear me?
I love you guys.
Kiki Boom Boom is made for this. Come on, Nikki.
I love you guys. Just thought I'd you know, try to.
All right, but I want to wait to talk about that situation till Ford gets back. But let's talk about this Lily situation.
Ooh, Lily and Quinn.
So Lily said that her cousins was like, girl, you getting in too late, too drunk, too turned up. We're not here for it. First of all, Lily's a grown-ass woman.
That's the thing.
But she did mention that they have kids, so I can kind of understand
that's
that.
That's respectable.
So if you're probably waking the kids up, or if they see that and you're stumbling in, like, oh, well, what's cousin? You know, they have questions. They're probably young.
Exactly.
So, and they were, their kids are so curious, so I can kind of understand that. Like, girl, don't be coming in here.
Making all this noise, and you lit. Like, if you're coming in, go straight to your room and be lit in there.
Right.
And after seeing the scenes from what I've seen, I'm like, oh, I can understand why her family's upset.
Right.
Because I feel like there's no boundaries.
Okay.
And you can't do that in someone else's home.
Right.
True
that.
It's not your home, you're a guest.
That's true.
You're free to do as you please, but you can't be, we got babies.
So our girl Cobra said, hey, I just broke up with my man or whatever. And I got some extra rooms at
I
the house.
Right. Oh, hey, Dawn.
Hey,
oh,
Lily. Okay, so Dawn's back. So we in here kikiing about Lily and Cobra, and Cobra inviting Lily to move into the house.
Slivin'.
I knew, I felt like Cobra knew what she was doing from the jump. I was like, oh, she's flirting.
Yeah. She plotted that, and so I'm proud of her. Cobra, I'm proud of you. Ashley, you're very smart for makeup sex. And Cobra, you're very smart having Lily be your roommate because you knew that she was into girls. She knew it.
But she smashed the homie already.
So?
You're going to take sloppy seconds from after Junior.
Clearly, because she was like, oh, so are you guys exclusive?
Right.
Like,
and so.
But Lily was kind of throwing the flirting back.
She was. She was like, hey, girl, I'm bi too. What's
like,
good?
Like, Lily knows what's up, and so does Cobra. And that's the thing about women. Like, women were, no shade, Dawn, no shade to guys. Women were just a little bit, you know, smarter. So we give off those vibes like, hey.
Right.
Lily knows what's good. That's why she's like, you know, maybe I can paint you and then your thighs.
Right,
I'm like, okay.
Right.
But when she said Titanic, I totally forgot about the painting scene. I was like, did she just compare Cobra to the ship, the Titanic ship? Like, that's some bullshit. That's hilarious. She ain't that tall and big. Damn. You gonna call a girl the Titanic? But then I was like, oh, she's talking about...
Come
when Jack painted.
Off that damn balcony, right. That's what she was trying to come for.
Well, it might happen next week because it looked like she was not happy about her and Junior getting that nookie popping.
That's the thing. They weren't doing it in her room. You're in my living space.
Right.
In my living room slash kitchen.
Yeah. And I want you.
Not, that's not even because I want you. That's not your house.
Oh, get the look who it is, y'all.
I'm
going to go and slide on over because we... have a
like
surprise guest.
Hi.
Ryan, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
Just walked in.
Hey, Val.
Hi. Don, can you hear us?
Val, you say with something up your sleeve. What's up, Ryan?
I know
thank you, Steven.
So, Ryan, Don is here.
Up there
on the Skype.
But he can't see us, though.
He can't see us.
We can talk. We can hear him.
What up, bro? Put your headphones on to hear him.
Oh, we can't,
happening,
we can't hear him right now.
Okay.
We'll have him back and up in a minute.
Well,
who the catcher again?
Look, y'all know I set this up, right?
So what up?
Coming here surprising y'all.
That was amazing.
Listen,
surprise.
I was like, I just saw he was at the airport, so I'm going to turn into a stalker. Like, Ryan, where are you?
That was me that you were talking to on Twitter. So I was like, you know, you can always.
No, I remember. That was last week.
That was last week.
Now.
Yeah.
Because I heard what y'all said last week. You know?
Yeah, we've been saying a lot.
I've been hearing about what y'all been saying.
That's right.
We've been saying a lot, and we could not wait till you get here because, listen, it's a lot. We got a lot of questions for you.
That's cool.
Okay.
I just, you know, when y'all speaking, I mean, I ain't here, you know, and then the level of assumption with reality TV is crazy. So
yeah, you're right.
You know, but especially you. You said something.
Yeah, I say it. Because, look,
very offended about.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into it. Because, listen, I don't get scared. I don't get sensitive either. Listen, I got brothers on brothers.
I
got brothers on brothers, baby. So let's get to it.
You know what it is? Like, in our defense, like, we only could talk about from what we see.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know what I mean? And I can only talk about so much, too. But it's like, man, what's obvious? Like, what's obvious? Come on, man. Y'all got two eyes.
We like the cousins. you know, we like your cousin that we watching.
Right.
And we like, no, big cuz, no, you know.
And
so,
they gonna lie, we gonna go keep the mess going. That's what people are watching.
We not keeping the mess going. We trying to interpret the mess because the mess is being presented.
We did Trump.
You like my hat?
Wait, what does that say?
Trump for president.
Oh, yes, Trump
we
for
do
president.
Like your hat.
I need a picture of that.
The energy just got way turned up. I'm ready for this.
With this hat, people looking at me.
I know they were like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It says Trump for prison.
We have Don back?
So.
Yeah,
hey, we got Don back.
Don, what up, Keller? Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I hear you, Miguel. How you feeling, baby?
There's no more Miguel, brother. Sorry.
Oh, nice. Nice. We like this haircut.
Now you got the upside down Miguel now.
Now, okay.
Sir.
While we have you here, before we run out of time, let's just make this a special since we got Ryan in the building.
Are y'all about to run out of time?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
So y'all about to run out of town. I'm sorry.
No, we're not going to run out of town. I think we can. I think we're good.
Yeah,
After Buzz will be just fine. We got Ryan in the building. Now, Ryan, we have had a lot of questions about the significance of the non-MAG family. And every time we get a guest on, we want to find out what is the real story about how you guys got together. Because the way it's coming to us
as viewers,
it's looking as if, okay, in the beginning it was like, okay, this is clearly Ryan's thing, season one. This is Ryan's thing. This is Ryan's shop. He started this in lieu of, you know, the loss of your sister. Rest in peace to her. You know, you came up with this beautiful idea to start this shop. But as the season progresses and the different seasons progress, there seems to be a clash and a conflict of interest with who actually owns Nine Mag.
All right, so what have y'all heard? What makes y'all think that I don't own or I don't this and I don't... I want to know what y'all have heard.
So
that way I can count
right.
it. And,
yeah. So when the season started, we've all had different opinions. Mm-hmm. We will debate and we will go because that's what it is. We have different opinions. I've always said... From what I've seen, this is the third season. This is Ryan's shop. I said, what I think what happened was Ryan and his friends got together. They had an idea. Ryan went to get the business part of it started. Wrong.
Go ahead, though.
Okay. I'm like, damn, you want me to finish the... I said, you got the business part of it. You got the LLC, and this is now your shop. I feel like because these are your friends, at the beginning, an authority thing wasn't set where you guys... When you were like, I'm the boss.
True.
Y'all my people. And because you guys came in as buddies... They didn't respect the authority. So I think that's why third season in, it's like, yo, bro, what's good?
Because we see Van challenging it. We see Charmaine challenging it. Right. We see Danielle speaking to you in a disrespectful way that you would not speak to your boss. And we all were like, what the hell is really going on?
So I looked at it as like your friends were like, we're not friends.
Respecting the level.
And that's we didn't know if it was a camera thing. Like, is Ryan turning up because the cameras are getting him turned up?
Hey, Don, you feeling, listening to this, bro?
Where, is he feeling?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, the real question was...
And you know how I'm finna, you know
but
what I'm saying?
But I just told Don he's been neutral throughout
the whole situation. And I'm going to keep it funky. I'm going to keep it legally funky, too.
Okay.
But, you know...
Because we wanted to know, but the way it was being interpreted to us...
I'm
going to
keep it legally safe and still give you...
When we asked Kat,
I can give you 20 minutes. Go ahead.
When we asked Kat and when we asked Van, they seem to think that you guys were roommates, that you indeed do own the name Nine Mag, but that you guys came together collectively. The rent gets paid to the landlord, but that Nine Mag, the name, is yours.
All right, let me give you a quick little rundown on something like that. All right, so they added in, you know, like, you know, reality TV goes is you see certain part and then it speeds up. You know, this happened here. Like, y'all see, like, it looked like Lily and Junior went on one date and then now they in love. You know what I mean? They were kicking it for a while before, but you don't see that part. So my sister passed in 2009. I started tattooing in 2009. I didn't open Nine Mag until 2013.
Okay.
You know, so I had been tattooing from that already, but you only see it look like, oh, I started it right because of my sister. That was just the most prominent story. That made sense because it was in lieu. I started tattooing because of that, you know, but it made more sense that I opened the shop because of that. The building that we're in a building that's called an artist loft. You know, I had been in that building for the last 7 years. Me and the owner, a guy named Joey, you know what I mean? We've been good friends through that. You know, I had a personal space upstairs on the fifth floor, had another personal space on the third floor. Van had came, him and D, the guy that taught him how to tattoo, they came and moved in on the third floor, and they ended up, something happened, and then, you know, they had to leave. You know, it wasn't Van's fault. Somebody came and messed it up on Van's name, and he had to leave. You know, Van went back to tattooing.
So Van had to leave.
Van and D had to leave the first time, you know what I mean? But it wasn't nothing on Van. It was just like, man, it just happened to be the perfect storm where, you know, somebody messed up something at your business, you know what I mean? You got to deal with it.
Okay.
You know, so that's what that was. From that, me and the owner, we had an idea like, okay, well, I want to go and do something different. Like, man, we got all this space in this building. let's build this shop. You know what I mean? This is just me and the owner. And I had always been in talks with Van and Ford because we was all in on different sides of the city. Like, man, let's build a shop. You know what I mean? We should, you know, we should come together and do stuff because we had always been seen as like, don't go to Rand, go to Van. Don't go to Van, go to Ford. Don't go to this. You know, it's like, man, that's how Chicago is. Like, it's a hating city and the city hates itself and they would want to push people against each other not knowing that we was cool and we kicked it. Me and Ford went to high school and I knew Van from over out south. So, you know, it was like, man, we don't even hate each other like that and people think that. So if we came together and did something dope, you know what I mean, it'll kill all of that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who you're saying don't go to, we all in one spot. So what can you say then?
Right.
That's the positive part about it.
Okay.
From that, it's like, if you came to Chicago at that point, yeah, we were all tattooing, but I had one of the most prominent names and it came to tattooing. If you came, if you was at the radio stations, if you came to anybody who was a celebrity, stuff like that, and they would mention tattooing, they would mention my name more so than anybody else's. Not
and
saying just nobody wasn't
there. Kat did say you were the biggest thing in Chicago at the time when it comes to tattooing.
Yeah, so, so what that was, is like, from that, it's like, okay, I had the opportunity to build this shop with the owner. We built the shop. He wanted to have a partnership. I'm like, no, let's not have a partnership. So he like, okay, well, put what artist you want to go in here. And he wanted me to go and put some whole other artists in there. I'm like, no, I don't want to put these other artists in there. I want to put these artists in here. I want to put Van in here. I want to put Four in there. And think about it. At this time back, and I only mentioned about Van being there before because Van had been in the building before. And when I had mentioned to the owner, like, no, I don't want to deal with all these other artists. I want to work with people that I know. You know what I mean? I don't want to be and no full business shit back then. I just wanted to be working with people who I was comfortable with. So I'm like, man, I'm going to bring Van in. And at that point, he was like, no, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Van got kicked. I'm like, no, you know Van a good dude. And he like, yeah, well, Van do pay his rent on time. So, okay, cool. You know what I mean? I told him, like, about Ford. Because the initial idea was to bring people in. If you got a tattoo shop and you have the shop and you bring artists in, they initially pay you 50% of anything they make.
Right. So do they pay you?
No.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. So from that, it was like, no, man, I just want to work with these people that I want to work with. So from that, I was always presenting the idea of, yeah, we were going to having meetings and shit. Excuse my language, you know what I'm saying? And then we were saying, like, man, we should do something. I'm the one that had the biggest opportunity to have something because I had already had this shop being built. Mm-hmm. So I had this shop being built, and the owner thought that I was going to have other artists in there, but I didn't. I'm like, no, I want to pick these artists. He's like, all right, cool, do what you're going to do. From that, when I presented it to them, it's like, hey, check this out. If I got the biggest wave right now in the city, man, rat this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because they want us to be hating on each other. They want us to not vibe with each other. People would love for us to not rock. And if we do that, it's going to be something crazy. This whole thing, this NAMAC thing that I got into my mind, if we come together, it's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? And nobody knew what it was going to be like. We just like, man, I guarantee it's going to be crazy. Now, at that point, it was like, okay, well, yeah, Ryan was building a shop already with the owner. Ryan already had the business leases and everything and the LLCs and all that stuff a year before I had even started building the shop. I got the paperwork for all that for what motherfuckers talking about.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, and it's like, okay, yes, I had it built and I would bring y'all in. Now, from that, it was like, it was a ego thing that I set aside.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that I brought and I put that on the table for people to be like, man, let's just do it. Now, think about when I present that to people, you got to think, Van in his mind, he's a self-made boss. Four in his mind, he's a self-made boss. So when it's like, hey, man, let's go do this. You know what I'm saying? Let's have a shop. Let's do this stuff. Like, it's like, all right, but we ain't working for you or nothing, no.
Okay.
And it's like, you know what? At that point, I could be like, hey, man, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Right. I go back to do handling regular. But I'm like, no, okay. Well, yeah, no, we ain't got to work together, but let's make this team.
Okay.
Let's make this team. And it's like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? And another level of it was like, hey, well, look, let's go check out the shop. It's already being built. You know what I mean? We're doing this and shit like that. And then I showed it to people. I showed it to everybody. Like, man, this is shop and shit like that. And then the first rebuttal I got back was, well, why your office bigger than mine?
Okay.
Now, at that level, it's like, damn, I could be like, you know what? Fuck it. Go back home. You know, do whatever. But it's like, no. Fuck it, man. You know what? We can switch out. You can have this office 1 month. I had this office 1 month. Let's do this because, like, man, if we built the team will be strong. Fuck the office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
But
on top of that, but we ain't working for you, though.
Okay.
It's like, all right, y'all ain't even got to work for me. I make enough money for myself. I want y'all. The way I believe in y'all is that Van left. He left the building and he went back to work in his house. We all started working from my houses. We could make whatever. Mm-hmm. I was tattooing endless celebrities from my houses. It wasn't that. It was the fact of knowing business. People gonna only respect so much about you working at your house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I knew how good Four and Van was. And I'm like, man, bro, y'all the shit. And y'all could be getting paid more for what you are and what you're worth if you work in a reputable shop. People gonna have to respect that.
So this is definitely a team effort and you are the coach.
Yeah, but you can't even tell some people to walk a foot in front of you.
And it's hard for them to swallow it that you are because of external egos.
Like what I would own, what I owned on the show, and what they don't show a lot of is like, man, look, I know where I was wrong by saying, yeah, I own the business, but fuck it, man. Everybody do what they want to do because the ultimate goal was let's be a family. I always told them, and they always knew, like, man, I'm not working with nobody else. We all work solo. We all work by ourselves. And then moving forward in business, no matter how big we got, I never want to work with no other artists. I don't want to work with y'all forever. Y'all are my family. That's what this tattoo is about. It's like, man, I'm going to just rock with y'all forever. Mm-hmm. But going through that, it was underlying shit that was being overlooked. And that was my fault for overlooking shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, Kat was the only one who had ever worked at a real shop. Kat was the only one who worked at a real shop, so she know how to be clean. Right. She know how to be sanitary. So when she got into it with COVID last year and all that shit, because she know how to be sanitary. But before that, me, Four, and Van, we taught ourselves how to clean. So if I shit dirty, Kat was coming and saying, hey, man, this shit dirty, clean this shit up. But if you're dealing with a self-made boss, they like, who the fuck are you talking to? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's
a lot of egos at play.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, so they rebuttal back to Kat like, man, clean this shit up. Y'all got to break your stations down. And like, when you don't know, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? But like, so when Kat was saying, I'm like, all right, cool, I get it. You're right. But then they would have some pushback. You know what I'm saying? I remember Four and Kat having some pushback like, man, how you going to tell me what to do? You the artist too and shit like that. But that's just that boss shit.
Now, you know speaking of that pushback, can you explain to us what happened with the non-mag tour and the t-shirts? Because it's a couple stories going around, and I want you to confirm for us.
We all had our different
what is going
really
on.
Y'all never really got what was going on with that.
Like, I heard some stuff.
I don't
stuff,
even know if that can be disclosed.
Right, I heard some stuff off camera that I chose not to say. But since you're here.
What you hear?
I'm not saying it because I don't know if it can be said.
Oh, well, shit, I ain't
but since you're here, I'm not gonna put words in your mouth because I have enough opinion about the show. And what we like to do with our show is.
But Don, hold on, wait. Let him be a grown ass man. Don, am I lying about anything I'm saying right now?
Don,
oh my
Don,
kids.
I mean, like, okay, there you ultimately, go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how it all came together, like how Ryan put it out there. Nobody never said, you know, Ryan didn't pull it together, and you know, can create the vision. What Ryan is saying is ultimately true. Because like when I came home, it was a team, it was a complete team, and that's what it felt like. It felt like a family in that building, and that was part of the reason why I was so motivated to even be in that building. And Ryan knows that. Nobody kind of bossed over one or the other. Everybody was in there hustling from crack of dawn. Like some nights we were sleeping there as a team.
Right.
So everything felt like family grind, family grind.
And with every team, there generally is a leader. Like there's nothing to.
But even still, like even like I said, like I gotta. I ain't like put it like this. I ain't got no brothers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When it came up, even with street stuff, it's like man, I migrate towards men as friends, especially if, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't had no brothers like that. So, like, if you my friend and we like that, I'm going to ride with you all the way as my brother. Mm-hmm. In that same sense, I don't care if I started the LLC, paid the taxes, paid the dues, paid the titles for it, paid the insurance for it, everything about that, none of that, I'm not the type of person who would run it as a business and be like, hey, man, y'all know I pay all this, so, man, who going to do this, who going to do that? I would never throw that in their face.
But that's kind of what happened, though.
No. That's my whole thing was I never would throw that in their face.
Okay.
I would never throw that in their face.
The difference is, like, a real individual that wants to see people succeed, mm-hmm. it's not about being a leader over somebody, it's teaching somebody else how to be a leader.
Yeah,
so what you do is you train the individuals to be their own bosses to eventually go off and do their own thing. Mm-hmm.
And that's
that takes a certain amount of humility, though, to receive those lessons.
But even still, that's not even bad. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You see a difference. You see a picture. You check it out on Instagram or something like that. You see two levels of a group of people. You got some group of people pulling a big block. And then on top of it, it's a person saying, go that way. Mm-hmm. That's a boss.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got these same people pulling that block. And then you got a person in front of that pulling in front of them. And that's a leader.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So as opposed to telling y'all, do this, I'm shutting my mouth. Forget if I started this. Forget if I did that. Man, let's do this.
And
I don't need
it,
no money from you.
Right.
I don't need most sweat off your back by getting money from you or nothing like that. No, let's do this because the ultimate end goal was, you know what? Man, we're going to be something great.
Yeah. Right.
We're going to be something greater than what this was.
We pride ourselves. Like, we watch the show, right? It's just like anybody else sitting at home in their living room. We watch the show and we give our opinions on the characters. But what we pride ourselves as a panel on doing is allowing you guys to come up here and say who you are without beating you up, without just being viewers. Because that's what we are when we did a review. We're viewers. We're not attacking. I don't really dislike you, Ryan.
Yeah,
that's I thought you was tripping. I thought your ass was tripping sometimes. I ain't going front. But I want to get back to the t-shirt shit.
Let's do it. Like I said,
I want to hear your side.
If you use your own two ass, mm-hmm. people love to be like, oh, I want to do this. You got your two ass. You ain't even believe your own two ass.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You seeing it and watching it. But you know what I mean? Like I said, it is TV and mm-hmm. it is this. I mean, you're not even believing your own two ass about what you're seeing. You're allowing what somebody in a secret room in New York who's editing something down let you believe or make something up and then make you believe that when you can actually see through some of that. You know what I mean? So y'all can sit here and joke all day long about our love and hip-hop is faking this, but it's just entertaining. But then when it comes to something about us, yeah, because we real, and then when certain things come up, oh, it just got to be true. Like, no, man, put that to it, too. You know, understand that it's TV at that point.
Yeah, we had both sides.
Yeah, because sometimes you feel like, oh, it's real, it's real.
Right. It probably feel like that to you, too, because it's personal. Like, Danny talking about me.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking about Ryan, the TV
character. We're going to get to that. I'm talking about something that you said.
You can get to that.
But
I will say, Daddy, come on, buddy.
For the panel, like, we will sit here and debate. Yeah. We all have different opinions. Like, we will go back and forth and be like, no, Dave was wrong, or no, they should not do this, or no, Ryan. And, like, and that's what I love about this panel, because we don't always agree with everything, and sometimes she may say something, I'll be like, no, you crazy. Or sometimes she may say something.
So y'all got on some form of yellow. I got a white tee, I just got off the plane like an hour ago.
I try to tell us to keep it bright, you know.
I know, but I got a white tee on. I know it don't mix with the back, you know what I'm saying?
No, they try to tell us to keep it bright.
This is my work clothes. I was working in Chicago earlier, so
should've just been born brown skin.
Listen, I got a tan, I'm gonna put on some stilts, and I grew up here. What you talking about?
No, but I used to always say, I'm like, I think Ryan has great intentions. I said, I think his mistake was at the beginning, instead of him saying, yo.
Exactly.
But now that you've explained it,
Nothing's wrong about me owning that and then changing things around to better the business.
And
because
which I love.
So if things are going wrong, meaning that if I can see my faults. A lot of people go into things, and this is everything, a relationship, business, everything. And people go into things and want to do things their way. And if you have not ever step back, I don't even care if it's an argument with your girl, if you haven't stepped back to see what is this person talking about, because maybe I might be wrong, and maybe I might be wrong, and maybe what I did is wrong, and let me try to get my faults out and then understand what you're saying, what my faults might be, and then I might understand what you're talking about. Right. People hit me all day long like, why you replying to the negative comments on Instagram? Because at one point, what I'm about is about uplifting the people and making somebody understand. So if somebody feels a different way from what I'm talking about and it's negative, then I'm going to express my way. I'm going to try to understand your way first and then express my way and then see if you can even hear what I'm talking about. Now, some people can't hear that, but at some level, somebody might hear that and they'd be like, dad, you know what? I didn't even see it like that. You're right.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if I have an opportunity to try to get you to see something in my way from after me already analyzing what your way is, because I might analize your way and be like, man, I am kind of wrong. You're right.
Right.
You
know what I mean? And that's the nature of a good debate.
So many people don't want to do that.
Yeah. That's the nature of a good debate.
Once they get back into a wall, it's just, oh, right. You can't tell. Like,
and that's a real person, someone that can see it from both sides.
So in business, if what I'm owning is that, you know what? I ran this too much like a friendship. I should have said in the beginning when you said, how big is my office?
Yeah.
Go home. You know what I mean? Business-wise. But no, I was trying to run that as a friendship.
Yes.
When they said, like, oh, well, I ain't working for you. Like, no, you know what? It's supposed to be this much.
But we witnessed the change in you, because I think in the beginning, you kind of got in over your head with your friends and the ego, everybody's. Because Van even admitted, he felt like that the cameras were turning everybody up, and himself included.
I mean,
but he said,
the cameras definitely, I mean, we gonna say everybody, but the cameras definitely change people when they want the cameras.
Right, like, but listen, but we saw
I said the fact is, when them cameras come around, it's a lot of people that switch up who they are.
Right,
real for real.
Okay,
you know, a lot of people turn into tough guy Tony Montana.
But
when the cameras come around, they know it's six security guards standing right next to the camera.
And that's what I'm saying. So like, from that
we
level,
saw the evolution, though. Like, we saw you kind of getting over your head with the friends and everything going on, and you trying to kind of, it was almost like you bossed up, and at some point you realized, I'm a team leader. Let me approach my family in a different way, and the way I'm going to communicate with them is going to be much more effective. And we applauded you because we're like, damn, okay, that's how you be. That's how to be a leader.
Like, that's one thing we did.
But you
all
also
agree
understand
on
everybody not
going to
receive it like
that's
that.
That's also true.
But any person that looks like they did.
Cause look, go back to not even me. Go back to back to Kat being the only person who knew how to be sanitary. When she tells somebody, hey, you gotta clean this up a little bit more, and if somebody bite back to say, no, I ain't gotta be that clean, it's a sanitary business. So what are you saying? You saying my ego is worth more than what the client safety is? You know what I mean? So yeah, that ego would cross a lot of it. But
like, now you have something on your chest. Like, before we have to wrap, you got something on your chest
what,
that you need to clarify, and I need you to say it.
And it's a lot more that's gonna clarify that you're gonna see and you're gonna watch.
Come on now.
It'll clarify itself. But I heard you say, and this is from your level of assumption and your level of perception for what you have perceived from what we're seeing, that from what she said, from what she said was that, oh, Ryan expressed his feelings and Ryan did this and then Ryan did that. And then from that, with her being gone from the show right now.
I heard
now,
a lot of this and that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to speak no names, you know what I'm saying? People know exactly what this is. From that,
talking about Kat.
I'm talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, come on.
I'm just saying. I'm just talking.
Go ahead.
You can take it as you need. Mm-hmm. From that, you said directly, okay, so it looks as if Ryan said this and he expressed these feelings. He got turned down and then it blew her and so she left. What?
That's what it, I mean, I said
how,
that.
How does that even look like that?
Nah. That doesn't add up to Don.
It don't even add up, bro. Like, that's 1 + 4 = 2.
Because I'm speculating that somebody watching the show, I'm like, damn, so wait a minute. Because, He was broke up with Rachel.
The people that speak first, they trying to let you know something before whatever hits the fan. They speaking on it first. Because now y'all been looking like, why ain't nobody talking about it?
Well, we don't know.
Look what y'all saying. Y'all like, why Ryan ain't talking about it? Why ain't nobody saying nothing about this? But the people that speak first on it, they try to let you know beforehand, before you get to know him, whatever.
Yeah.
Hear me first.
We asked Kat, like, Kat girl, what the hell did you do? What happened in the bathroom? Kat's like, I can't spill too much tea, but you'll find out. So we're left, then we see you. We see them ask you at the shop, like, what the hell happened? And you had this look on your face, like, why you gonna ask me about that shit? You know my girl finna be watching this shit.
No, that wasn't a secret. The look was that, like, she asked, did y'all smash?
Right.
And physically, it was like, no, there wasn't. We could have. And now, understand this. As a man, you know what I mean, and me having a girl, it ain't about physically doing nothing like that. When you do something that ain't even, you know what I mean, allotted for around your girl, you know what I mean, you cheat the relationship. You're not even cheating on them. I didn't have to physically put my dick in her to cheat on my girl. So me being in that bathroom asking her for toothpaste was cheating.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying that's what that would have been.
Right. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I can't break down the legalities of it because, you know, to y'all, I was in that bathroom an hour. You know,
was
what
your
mean?
Dick really out? You said if it was out, it was going to stay out.
I had on swim trunks.
Okay.
By the way, you physically never saw me in the shower, her in the shower. You physically never saw us two in the bathroom, but I'm going to leave that as what it is.
Wait.
I kind of.
See, those are camera tricks, and you can't blame us for that because the way it looks, it's like you peeked out the curtain.
So maybe, listen, I did assume, and maybe, you know.
That's television. Understanding television. So, After Buzz TV, that's the show.
So look, my assumption was, let's try to put some tea together.
Yeah.
Did Rachel leave because, I mean, did Kat leave because she was like, oh my God, it's just too much going on. I used to be before, now Ryan's on my heels. It's all this shit going on at the shop.
I mean,
and then I'm like, damn, then he got back with his girl. Then he got back with his girl.
Check this out, Don. Go ahead.
Kat was already gone. Kat got a full business in L.A.
Okay.
Let's remember that.
Okay.
So Kat wasn't in Chicago from jump. So let's remember that. When the cameras come out,
hold on, we can't say that.
Don't lose that check now, Don. Hold up.
I ain't losing no check.
We're not breaching no contracts here. It's certain stuff that you can, like, I think you can see through. You would see her, the mannerisms that, like, in television, everything ain't said. A camera don't catch everything. But they showed you in looking as mannerisms, it looked like I was looking over there at her. It looked like I was giving her the eye. It looked like this. So when they giving you those mannerisms that speak without words, you saw her give those mannerisms back.
Well, that's all we saw.
Wait. So how, at this point, if you see her give those mannerisms back, if you see her coming out of the bathroom smiling, doing all this, how did I express some feelings and she was just turning me down?
Because she told Danielle. She said, Danielle, girl, Ryan was on my heel. Did you see the flashback?
Yeah,
like, you saw the flashback?
But listen.
They alluded that.
Look at.
She said, Ryan put the moves on me. It was weird.
No, he put the moves on me. That's a different thing. It's a difference between Ryan put the moves on me and girl Ryan tried and I turned them down and then I just left because it blew me so much.
Can you stay a week? Can you come back next week?
Yeah, you gotta come back.
Because we need you back
next week anyway.
Real quick, I want to know, like, so the scene when you guys were kind of like on the dock and she was trying to ask you things, and then it was like, oh, you still mic'd and things like that.
I think you
didn't want
to say that last week. Because I'm looking at it, but before you said it, I watched the scene because I hadn't seen it when it was. I was in Puerto Rico with my family. Beautiful. You know what I mean? Well, when I did see it, you got it. Like I said, you don't believe your own eyes. Analyze what you're saying. She said, Ryan, let me talk to you. I said, what's up? Listen to a heightened voice. Listen to what you're doing. I said, what's up? And she like, hold on. Yeah, you still got a mic on? And somebody was arguing with me to say, like, but Ryan, did you not know you had a mic on? If I'm telling her you still have a mic on, that means I know I have a mic on also.
Yeah.
So while you tripping to see if, which, yes, you still have a mic on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't care how you might turn the treble or whatever. You didn't hear her say shit.
You read
subtitles that said this. So at only a level of TV, you know what I mean? It wasn't about heard us. Do you think they saw us?
Right.
Now, from a level of saw us, like, I don't care if we walked in the bathroom.
Right.
Because y'all never saw us walk in the bathroom. You saw us come out of a bathroom. You know, and...
And we did see Charmaine, and you and Charmaine, you was taking a poop, and Charmaine was talking to you. You'd be like, okay, it's a family environment, so who knows what was really... She could have been just in there talking some shit.
Hey, Don, listen, I want to, like... Don, now you remember when Charmaine was drunk, she started running upstairs looking for a bathroom,
but that's
right?
Some brother-sister shit. You know what I mean?
Remember that, though, right? She started, oh, I'm sick. I got to run upstairs and find a bathroom. That's what she said, right?
I mean, I remember the episode.
But, saying, but we know where that bathroom really was, don't we? You know what
I was asleep, man. I was asleep, too.
We have to wrap up soon, but can you please come back and kick it with us?
Where's y'all exclusive? Y'all ain't got no after-exclusive show? How you ain't got an after-after buzz?
Because they go home. So, you know, our team here, right, they got to go home, and they got to go to bed, too.
How much they got for the next hour?
That's it. We're the last show.
Yeah.
No, how much they cost for the next hour?
After buzz.
Can you make it back next Wednesday? Yeah, listen. No, we will do a promo, baby. We'll get it popping.
I was just trying to see how much y'all charge to stay another hour. That's all I was saying.
Oh, yeah. We.
How much you got?
Hey, you watching, how much you watching my show.
No, okay. But if you got, like, God, if you want to Skype in and Ryan, you can come kick it with us. You can even watch the show with us. We would love that. Like, we love when you guys come on.
I had a little feeling.
I'm not here to down nobody. I'm not here to say nothing. Like, that's not my thing.
Neither are
I.
Neither are we.
For certain levels of perception, if that's wrong, I'm like, hold on. Oh,
yes. We've been saying, like, we need...
I'm in L.A. a week later now because I heard you say that. You ain't know I was coming.
I love it, though.
I got turned down.
I was like, because Steven came in and I'm like, what's going on?
Because you
going
to see a whole lot.
The door open and the door doesn't usually open when we're taping. So the door open. I see Ryan. I was like, wait a minute now. But I work in production, so I, you know, I'm a producer.
So you know movies,
so
like,
I know what it is.
Exactly.
So a lot of times I don't speak on it because I do, but I give my fan take.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I know, I work in production. I already know what's
so,
up.
So, and as I'm looking at it, you got to look at it as like how this happened.
I look at it.
You know
it
what I mean? Go back to training day.
Yeah.
And he told him, he said, hey, man, what you going to do? You've been smoking PCP all day. He said, you've been planning this all day? I've been planning it all week, son.
Listen.
You understand?
We've been on Ryan's mind, honey.
I do
want to
say,
don't tell him he's been turned down.
The fans in the chat room, they say hi to you guys. They're excited because they feel like they've stayed up really late.
Yeah.
Well, I hope right? It meant something that I came and, you know what I'm saying?
No, they're like,
I'm in LA. I had to do something.
As soon as you walked in, they're like, hi, Ryan.
And Don. Don, yeah, thank you too, Don,
look,
because you really gave us you gave us a lot of insight into your life, brother, and we like to see your growth. Mm-hmm. We like to see, you know, what's happening with you at my 9 Mag.
Look what y'all got. Y'all got a brother who done been through what they was saying is cheating and doing all this. Mm-hmm. Now that brother, he got married, he have another child.
Yes.
He done found
he
God and
yes.
did all that, and then they would want to dumb that down to be something else different. It's like, right.
No,
man, we appreciate them people watching and understanding that it is stuff that's relatable to this. Like, man, I don't know if y'all know what about Chicago. The whole thing was that, man, Chicago only getting this light about shoot 'em up, kill.
Right.
Man, there's real people here who going through real stuff. I done been in all that, and now we've changed to this. And yeah, they'll try to put that out, but we built the show off of saying no about that demographic.
Right.
Show the real. And they might not have known that the real was going to work. And when they saw that the real worked, because people around the world really mess with it, people that's in that chat room, people that's watching, that really mess with it, they say, man, that's something I can relate to. That's something I understand. It's not fake. Certain stuff they'll see on TV that's fake, and other shows, I ain't going to say whatever, they'd be like, oh, that's just funny and it was entertainment.
Right.
But
we
put out stuff to give to people that they understand and they relate to, because it's actually real for people. And yes, we go through things through that, and then stuff hits the fan, you know what I mean? But that's the real part of that. You know what I mean? And I don't know how many shows are scripted, or how many... Every show would want to be scripted. They would try to be scripted, but you know what I mean? If you at the level of saying no, my show is built off saying no.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? My producers say, all right, this is what we want to know. You know, because at that level, it's like, all right, well, if you don't say this, you ain't going to be on TV. Bye.
Okay.
Backbone.
Yeah, true. Because you were something before that.
The fans love you guys. Don and Ryan.
Thank
tell
you.
Us where they can find you at social media. Where can they come and talk shit to you guys in the
y'all
comments?
Y'all can always talk shit to me on Twitter. I talk to people back all the time. It's my old handle is The Ryan Henry. Back when I used to have fake pages before it was all the other stuff. And my Instagram, Snapchat, all that is Ryan Henry Tattoo. Tattoo is spelled with two T's and two O's, man. I don't know about your tattoo. You know, so.
Well,
you know.
Thank you for coming and setting the record straight for us.
I just had to, you know, like, and the way I see people projecting themselves is going to get thicker, but you're going to learn a lot more. Like, we just.
The season is great.
We just went number one.
Shout
over
out to Val.
Guys,
Shout out to Val. Black woman doing her thing.
I want to say shout out to VH1. Shout out to Val. You guys have been amazing.
Shout out to Big Fish Entertainment as well for producing a great show.
I don't know if people know, because a lot of people look at reality TV and they'll think about what they have about corporate levels, but we have... you know, a big cast of Black and African American producers doing a thing at the top level. We have a cast of, you know what I mean, from the gay and lesbian community that are doing a thing, and these are just showing different levels of, you know, different liberals that are showing everything else. And it's not just they'll think at the top, oh, it's just white people running this stuff. No, it's not that. You know what I mean? Even the white people that we're working with, you know what I mean? They're people. They're not looking at it as just like some level. Let me just make coons of them. Like, certain stuff you got to understand. It's TV and people going to do what they got to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we have such a collective working on, like, man, I love my cameraman. I love my sound guys. I love, you know what I mean, my producers and everything about that. And sometimes I hate the motherfuckers. And y'all want to see, I fought two of them motherfuckers for real on this goddamn show. This shit get real. Y'all, we went number, we went number one last week. Y'all ain't seen shit.
Over Real Housewives.
We went number one and y'all ain't seen shit yet.
Listen, well, we're going to have you back next week.
We're going to be back. Dawn, tell Dawn's trying to say find you at.
And Dawn, please join us next week, too, if you'd like to. We'd love to have you back.
Dawn, what's your social media?
Man, shit, my bad. I almost fell asleep.
Anyway, I'm here.
What the hell are you drinking? Free.
We need some of that whiskey, baby. That, right?
What is this?
What is that?
Next week we'll have.
Okay.
You can just find me.
We gonna have apple juice next week too.
Bishop you can find Don, me at Bishop Don underscore Don on IG, Facebook man. Call me Donald
Brumfield.
Niggas Brumfield.
Who put more than one underscore. You
know,
try to
and you know, for Twitter man, it's Bishop Don underscore nine man. Nine for the Mac.
That's right. So,
yes.
Real simple.
You guys are amazing. Thank you guys.
I love you, man. I'll see you when I'm back, brother.
Yes.
And don't be mad at me because I couldn't make the baby shower because I didn't
have time. Congratulations. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. All that makeup sex there. Yes.
No, I just, no,
that bow tie worked.
Come on. I didn't have a date, bro. So, you know, you can put two and two together.
You didn't have a date.
And to our fans.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. God damn it. We got
to our viewers.
You would say that at the end of the
Why would you say that when we're about to wrap up? You think you slick. So now you know you're coming back.
Yes.
I think I slicked. Y'all thought I was dumb.
No, you never thought you were dumb.
All right, you know what?
To our viewers,
Ryan thinks he's slick.
Next week, we will recap a little bit. We'll go over this because we know that the reviewing the interviews, reviewing the episodes are very important to you guys. Mm-hmm. So we will run over next week's episode. We'll have Ryan here to chime in to let us know what the deal is. He's going to be here to let us know.
If I'm not here, I'll Skype in.
But until then, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Our special guest, Ryan, thank you so much. Thank you, Don.
Yes, I really popped up on them and they ain't know I was coming.
Yes, thank you, Val.
I just pulled up, man. I still, look, man.
He's scared of with his apple juice.
Yes. You guys can find me on Instagram at King Karma. King underscore Karma underscore.
Yes, I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on El Marie on... Nope, you can't find me on El Marie. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV. I'm stuttering because I just want to take a moment to say I'm proud of you. Because
you
know,
I've known you for a long time.
Yes, and so I want to say from tattoos in your house...
Thank you.
And to having a show right now, like, I'm definitely very proud of you for how far you have come with everything.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
That's amazing. Guys, I'm Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Thank you guys for kicking it with us in the chat.
Yes.
Ryan may be back next week, so if you have questions for him,
I'm Nakia Monet also.
And Nakia Monet on the other end thought we didn't catch his little comment, but it's okay. We're going to get him next week, guys. Don't worry.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion. AfterBuzz. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.